Hey everyone, Mario Barecca here, and I am known as the Conversation Guy. I'm also the founder of MediaMar, and at MediaMar, we help thought leaders craft and distribute conversations that convert. I believe everything starts with a conversation. I believe conversations are the most powerful way to create connections, to create relationships, and to create opportunities with each other. So everything has a basis in conversation. And on this podcast that you're about to listen to, I'm going to have 10-minute conversations with thought leaders to do just that, create relationships, create opportunity, but more importantly, to convey value, value from them and their perspective and how they operate on a daily basis, and to really tell a story that can bring some value and positivity, tips, tricks, ideas, what have you, to your life to make it better. So sit back, relax, buckle in. It's going to be a wild ride. I know those things don't quite go together. Sit back, relax, and buckle in. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to get the conversation started right now. And as always, don't forget, if you like what you hear, please rate and review our podcast. I'm super excited to have a very special guest here with us today. This is someone that, you know, I've seen online quite a bit. I've listened to her podcast. We have mutual connections, and our paths finally crossed. It seems like we've been running parallel to each other for a year or two, and now we finally crossed over. And I'm super excited to have Heather Paraday here on the program. Heather is the host of the Unconventional Leaders podcast, and you can check her out at heatherparaday.com. So go there. All her social links and her website are in the show notes. So definitely connect with her across social. Heather, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm already a fan of yours because you cook good food and I like to eat. So we're going to get along real good.
That's the crux of it. I mean, that's like the base right there is good food. What's your favorite food?
I like all of it. You know, as people are like, oh, what do you like? I'm like food in general. I like anything with cheese. I'm a big cheese girl. I'm trying to stop eating so many carbs, but I love breads and rices and noodles and all that stuff. I like meat. I like dessert. Listen, I like it all.
I was just talking, funny enough, to my performance coach the other day, and I'm like, you know, I need to start eating better. This whole quarantine thing has me a little bit off. And it's not like I'm not an emotional eater. Like I don't go like, oh, I don't feel good, so I'm going to go eat. I've never done that. I just like to eat. And I was like, I don't eat terrible, terrible things, but I need to cut out like some rice, maybe cut back on some fruit, maybe not eat dessert a couple times a week. And it's so hard, right? Because it's just such an experience.
It's really hard, and especially working from home like you and I do, or have a home office or whatever, we're always sitting in front of our computers. And so snacking and kind of mindless eating, I think, is just really killing me right now. And also that we're so stationary. One of the things I've been trying to do is when I have like calls, like, you know, actual phone calls, going outside and walking during them, just to get away from the computer and try to burn a little bit of the snacking that I'm doing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I love that idea. I was, you know, actually looking at standing desks and things like that. So I'm not just sitting here the whole time. But my trick to that, to being more active and being outside, is a puppy. I got a puppy. He takes me outside on like 3-4 walks a day. I probably walk 2 miles a day with him. And wow. It's still not enough for him, but that helps. That's very helpful. But we're
get a puppy.
Yeah, get a puppy. And they give you so much love too. So it kind of works all the way around. You just have to be careful when you're recording things like this because they want their voice to be heard too.
Let his voice be heard.
He knows too. He knows if I'm on a call and we're recording or if we're just hanging out, and he's got to be part of the mix. But one of the things I really want to talk to you about today is this concept that came up as you and I were talking of do the next best thing. And what I took that as is kind of like, get rid of the complexity and make it simple. When my business really took off, that's exactly what I did. I felt like I had all these things because I took all these courses and we're watching all these gurus and I had all these patchworks. And the strategies in and of themselves are the tactics. They worked for some people, but when you try to make a quilt out of patches that don't fit, it just doesn't quite do the job. So I kind of stripped it all off, got simple, and then things started to click. So I loved when you said that of do the next best thing and just, you know, take away the complexity.
Yeah. So I'm type A driven, big idea, big picture, all the things. And those are the people that I love. Y'all are my people, fist bump. But listen, we get in our own way because I literally had back-to-back calls this morning and then the last call yesterday, or like, I have notebooks of ideas and I have so much I want to do and, you know, this and that, and how's it all work together? And I'm so stuck and I don't know how to get out of this funk. And I'm like, listen, none of us know 10 steps ahead. You could sit here and predict and plan all day long what the next 10 steps are going to look like, but it's going to look different than what you, I'm not saying don't plan, and I'm not saying, you know, don't cast a vision, because we have to have vision. However, if we're not really focused on the thing that's right before us, the next step to do, we're going to get overwhelmed, or we're going to have that stuck feeling. And so sometimes the thing in front of us is a super unsexy, unfun, boring thing, but we just be faithful with that one step, then the next step becomes clear.
One of the things I found in my own business, and maybe you've had this similar experience, is that when it starts, it's so exciting because it's new, especially when you start to see success. Then it just kind of feeds that, and you get so amped up, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you get more success and more success. And then there comes a point where it's like, maybe I need to do something else if I want to get to the next level. Like, we make this, yeah, like, maybe it's just not as sexy because we've been doing it so long and we're starting to say the same things and talk to similar people. And, you know, maybe it's, we have a little bit of shiny object syndrome. But what do you do when things start to get a little mundane? I mean, you know, they're working, you know, you've been doing them, you're getting better at them, but they're just not as exciting as they used to be.
Yeah, I think what you mentioned earlier of like courses and training and stuff, I have my favorites and I always stick to that. But I've been really challenging myself lately to start introducing some new voices and new thoughts. And you have to make sure that you're in a place where you know you're not going to be distracted by it and get off course. Because if you're halfway in the middle of a plan and it's not working, then that's one thing. But if what you're saying, like you've seen some success, you know you have some momentum built up, you have a strong system and a strong process, that's when we need to start being a little bit more creative and play a little bit and kind of enter into that space. Because although, you know, there is no one way, we can learn from a lot of different ways and create our own path. And I can really empathize with what you're saying, because I end up doing the same things over and over again without ever questioning, is there a better way? Is there a more efficient way? Is there a more creative way? Is there a more fulfilling way? Something I might enjoy doing a little bit more. Life, I don't know, and business, I think, needs to be approached with a little bit more curiosity and not so, let's just say, boring.
Let's go to the other side of that now. How about when you're being creative, when you're trying new things and there's something maybe you really like or something that seems fun and maybe it's just not working out? And, you know, where do you draw that fine line of, I'm going to keep trying this and see if I can get the round peg to fit in the square hole? Or when do you say, okay, I tried it, I got what I was going to get out of it, I learned a lesson, I'm going to go apply this to something else?
Depends what your goals are. What is your goal? Is your goal to grow your business and make money? Is your goal to, sometimes speaking is really hard for me. I'm a podcast host. I can't say words. It's the most frustrating thing. Sometimes your goal may just be to build your audience and your show, and you just want to have a community. Or is it fun and you're a creative and you want to be expressed and you're an artist and you don't give a rat's ass what other people think about it? What is your goal? Be true and integrity to that. And all of our decisions and things that we do need to be aligned with what that is.
How did you find, like, because I know when we talked, you said your goal is to just, you know, to do your show because that's where you're like in your zone of genius and what you love. How did, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did you know that? Did you know that you were going to, you know, have that was a passion of yours and building this community and being a show host? Or is that something that the path just organically led you there and you were like, oh, look.
Yeah, people always say, like, how did you get here? And I always say, I don't know. I was in school for mental health therapy. I was in graduate school and I was running a side business through undergrad and all through grad school. And it was doing really well. And I loved growing the business and I loved what I did, but I really loved getting new clients. That was fun for me. And the whole social media online game was just addictive. I literally was late to class because I would be live streaming in my car, you know, talking to people. And this is during the Periscope days. And, you know, I'd be running in class. Everybody knew what I was doing. And I had my classmates saying, like, what are you doing in school? Why are you not building your business? But I had this super bad inferiority complex that I needed degrees or whatever. To validate myself as a leader and as somebody who has something worth saying. And what the interesting part is even though I have those papers now, I still had that same inferiority. And so I had to deal with that. But it started what I was saying at the very beginning, the next best thing. I knew I wanted to be online. So I was always on social media. I was live streaming. I was building an audience primarily through Periscope back in those days. And then I started blogging. And I was like, well, you gotta have a blog. If you want to influence people, you need to have a blog. But I hated writing. I hated writing. It's the worst. But SEO, Heather, but SEO, don't you want to be found in search? No, I don't want to be found in search. No, I did, but I hated writing. And so leaning into what feels natural for you, what feels good for you. Guess what? Talking to you, I love it. I love this conversation. I don't have to spell anything right. And so leaning into what my natural strengths were, but I don't know how to start a podcast. I don't know how to do that. Google it, Jack. You know, so I Googled it, literally started a podcast like 2 days later. It was the worst thing in the world. You don't even want to hear it. It's humiliating. But I did it and it changed my life and it brought joy and it had results and it felt good and people were listening and I felt like I was making a difference, so much to a point that I really let go of my license, got a license, had 2 job offers and turned them both down and just went in full to this. Messy, dude, super, super messy. But I do not regret it.
I mean, that's the story, you know, that's such a great story. And that's a story that a lot of us have. It's like, you just go try something and then you figure it out. I call it feedback from the universe, because you go do something and mm-hmm. then when you take action, I think that's the key, right? You took action. When you take action, it gives you feedback. If you don't do anything, yep. it doesn't give you anything. But if you do something, yep. God will say, hey, okay, based on that, here's some insight. And then, you know, action creates insight. Neither.
Action creates clarity. Yep. That is my favorite. I don't know what to do. Well, do something and the path is going to start emerging. Yeah. But you're going to get data back. Data. Does this feel good? Did this get results? Do you want to try this again? No, I hated all this. Screw it. I'm a failure. No, you just got data back to go back to the drawing board and figure out something else you can try.
Yep. My dad told me, you know, he's an entrepreneur. And when I was like getting into it and when I was in my early 20s and I'm like, what do I do? Just tell me. I was hungry for success, but I was almost paralyzed. And I'm just like, what do I do? And he said, do something. And I'm like, well, what do I do? Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And he's like, just go do something. Just go do something. Do something and then do something else and then do something else. Yeah. And that's like, even when I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate that even when I was failing, I didn't get like from, don't get me wrong, friends, extended family, I got a little bit of flack from, because, you know, I left a successful career. I was trying to do this entrepreneur thing. And I think a lot of them still don't know what I do, but that's okay. They don't have to. And they don't, they just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense mm-hmm. to them. But my parents were always very supportive. And even when I was failing time after time, I had these ideas, I was trying these things and all these things didn't work. And my dad would always tell me, he'd say, if you keep trying, eventually you're going to hit on something. So just keep going. And I would just keep going and keep going. And it wasn't fun. It wasn't always fun. It was exciting at times. But, you know, I think that's the thing. When you look at successful entrepreneurs, you don't really get the full story of how many times they had to fail. And it's so cliche, but it's true. And I don't think it's really failure. It's learning, right? Because you acquire skill every time you don't get where you want to get. You get somewhere else and you get somewhere else with a new skill that you can apply in a creative way. And that in and of itself makes the journey.
Amen. We're having church today. You didn't tell me this was
the first podcast. Hallelujah, right? Heather, thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to have you back on the next show because we definitely have more to talk about. I want to remind people to subscribe to the Unconventional Leaders podcast. They can get that at your website. All those links are in the show notes. Thanks so much, and let's do it again soon.
An honor.
Hey, everyone. I want to sincerely thank you for listening to the podcast. It really means a lot to me. Conversations are what I thrive on. It's something that I believe is so important for each and every one of us to have conversations that matter, to have conversations that connect us, to create relationships with each other. So the conversation that I have with the guests that are on the show, the conversations that the guests and I create to have with you are equally important, and a great way for you to have conversations with us is to rate and review the podcast. So if you could go to Apple Podcasts, go to wherever you listen to your podcasts and rate and review this, it is much appreciated. And you can always find us at MediaMario.com. If you go to MediaMario.com, you can find all the things there. If you want to connect with the guests that I had on today or guests that I've had on the show in the past, you can go to MediaMario.com and get their information. If you want to connect with me and have a conversation with me, I welcome that. All my social links everywhere that you can find me all over the web is at MediaMario.com. So go there, visit us, connect with us. I'd love to have conversations with you. I hope you found value in today's show, and I can't wait to bring you the next conversation on the next episode of The Conversation Guy. Until then, have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you real soon.